Yesterday in Redfern Park, a small crowd gathered for a symbolic lunch of bread and water and to call for increases to income support. The Australian Council of Social Service, or ACOS, called the meeting to promote their campaign to convince the federal government to increase New Start payments in the upcoming budget. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of ACOS.
We're here just in the shadow of the federal budget on Tuesday to make it very clear, as a broad section of people from the community who are working with people who are living below the poverty line, to say to the government, if there is one single thing, the most important thing that you can do to address the increasing rate of poverty in Australia in this federal budget, it's to finally put an increase in the unemployment payment. This payment is affecting single parents, older workers, people with disability, young people and students. Students are living on just $29 a day and single people are living on $35 a day. And I just pause because how can you possibly do that?
Cassandra says that the government should not need any more evidence that New Start payments are not meeting people's needs.
The government talks about evidence-based policy. Well, what more evidence do you want? We've had three parliamentary inquiries. We've had a raft of considered evidence-based reports from leading charitable organisations and ourselves as ACOS, which is the peak body for community services in Australia. We've had independent academics do their own studies and recognise that this is the major structural reform that needs to happen to address poverty in Australia. And now, at a political level, we have the business community, unions, community sector, the Henry Tax Panel and the OECD. What more does the government want to understand that this is the single most important thing they can do to reduce poverty in Australia and improve the job prospects for people who are out there desperately trying to find paid work? It'll be extraordinary if the government doesn't increase the single rate of the unemployment payment. It'll be extraordinary and it will be unforgivable.
On low incomes, it can be difficult to stay connected to other people, including potential employers. Theresa Corbin is the CEO of the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network. She was at the community meeting to talk about how tough it can be for people on low incomes to maintain internet connections and mobile phones.
So we've found that, I mean, there's statistics now that 2.2 million people aren't connected at home onto the internet. And something like 60% of them said the main reason that they weren't connected to the internet was because of cost. And we also find that people tell us that they have to forego paying for food or even paying their electricity bill because they want to stay connected, because otherwise they might miss a call to get a job or even to get some of their casual work.
How big an issue is this for people on really low incomes?
This is an enormous issue because if you don't stay connected, it's very hard to get a job, it's pretty hard to get your training, and it's almost impossible to participate on the same level equally in society as everyone else.
Lisa Smilov works in the community sector and is also a single mother, affected by the government's changes to income support. She says she is being unfairly penalised and that policymakers need to start listening to disadvantaged people in the community.
End of December, we got the letter saying I was going to be transferred across. My child is 12 years old, so he went across onto the New Start. On that program, the threshold for earnings is a lot lower, so I reported for 3 months and then I was told I was actually over the threshold. So on parenting payment, I can earn an extra $330 a fortnight, but on New Start, I can earn actually $40 over the threshold, so I actually get cancelled. So no New Start, no parenting payment, just on Family Tax A and B. And also, I'm studying this year at university, and I found out that I can't actually get education assistance either on New Start. So New Start, no education assistance. Parenting payment, yes, education assistance. So the idea that I'm working, I'm studying, I'm participating, I'm volunteering, yet I'll be penalised, and I don't know why. That's a government flaw, as far as I'm concerned. Single mums and people on New Start are really the hidden voices of the community. People don't want to hear about it. It's so frustrating because we know at the top end of town, there's all these abilities for mining companies and for people on higher incomes to put the money in a place where they can't be taxed. On single parents, on New Start allowances, we haven't got that affordability at all. But there's no way for our money to go apart from pay our bills.
ACOS has also condemned the cancellation of planned increases to family benefits.
She was eating 4 days out of seven.
We were very disappointed that the government chose to not go ahead with the boost to the family tax benefits. These are really important payments to protect kids from poverty in Australia, and we know that we have an increasing rate of child poverty at the moment, and we're higher than the average in the OECD, and as the wealthiest country in the OECD, that is an extraordinary and disturbing finding. So family tax benefits are very important for that. And in 2009, the government changed the rules to mean that those payments have not been increasing in the same at the same rate as wages, which means that they have been falling behind. So we were really hoping the government would finally address that and put this boost into those payments, but they haven't done it. And we have said, you have picked the wrong way to find the savings that we know the government is needing to find in the lead up to this federal budget.